producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, I'm going to play an interview that I recorded last weekend. I was down at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance and had some intentions of doing a live remote down there, but quite often in radio world, in the land of radio and doing remotes, sometimes things don't line up, and that was the case. So we weren't able to go live, but I collected a number of different interviews. Spent some time with Wayne Carini, the host of Chasing Classic Cars on the Velocity Channel. We'll play that interview in the coming weeks. And also talked to a number of different representatives from various car companies. And the interview that we're going to be playing today, which is an interview I did with a gentleman from the Chubb Insurance Company, the Vice President of U.S. Marketing. Chubb is one of the collect-a-car insurance companies out there, and interesting to learn a little bit more about that company. Also coming up in this hour of the broadcast, reporting live from the Lake Auction, the just-concluded Lake Auction in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is Bob Sellers, the general manager for Reliable Carriers, one of our great sponsors here on the broadcast. And it's his first time, actually, I believe, in the state of Oklahoma, and the first time attending this classic car event. So we'll get his reaction to that. Coming up in hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we are going to be joined by Paul Eisenstein from the great website, thedetroitbureau.com. That's my daughter Lucy in the background, as you're probably well used to right now. But we'll talk about some of the big stories making headlines in the world of automobiles in the past week. Also coming up is Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. And if you're going to be with us for the full shebang of Auto World in the third hour, we'll be joined by a representative from the Ford Motor Company telling us about a tour that they're doing around North America, hitting 13 cities. It's called the EcoBoost Challenge, and we'll also be chatting with the gentleman who has the website, TotalCarScore.com, esteemed automotive journalist Carl Brower. And speaking of Carl, one of the subjects that I want to talk to Carl about a little bit later on is something that happened this week in the world of automobiles, and that's the new Toyota Corolla, which was introduced for 2014. 14. But before we do that, I'm going to throw out a trivia question just to get things kind of kicked into gear here. Our toll-free line is available to you at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Matt is standing by, ready to take your calls. And also, you can reach out via the email bob@boblongradio.com. All right, here's the question. Are you ready for this? James Bond movies quite often feature some pretty fancy rides, but let's focus in on one of the great James Bond movies from many years ago, Goldfinger. What was the brand of car that James Bond drove in the movie Goldfinger? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and we'll leave it out there like that. And then if we don't get a bunch of people calling in and people emailing, I'll give you some hints. But Goldfinger was the movie. James Bond drove this particular brand of vehicle. What brand of vehicle was it? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. One of the big stories in the world of automobiles in this past week was the unveiling at an unusual locale, the 2014 Toyota Corolla. Normally, as I quite often talk about here on the broadcast, the car companies like to use the major auto shows for here in North America, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and New York, to show off their wares for the first time to journalists and to the world. They also do it on the international scale at big events like Paris and Geneva and Frankfurt and Tokyo, etc. But Toyota bypassed all that. There have been a couple of cases in recent times where car companies have unveiled new product outside of the traditional venues. Ford, as a matter of fact, unveiled the Ford Explorer first online at Facebook. So that was new, kind of cutting-edge technology. Well, what Toyota did was they just held a private event out in California for select members of the journalist community and took the wraps off this vehicle. Very important vehicle for Toyota. If you're certainly not familiar with the Corolla, it's one of their best-selling models, and historically, in the past few years, it surpassed actually the Volkswagen Bug as being the biggest selling vehicle of all time. So it's a very, very important vehicle for the brand. At the Detroit Auto Show this past January, they showed off a concept vehicle. They called it the Furia. And this production vehicle very much is a derivative of that. It's not quite as bold. However, it still maintains the same general overall look. Bottom line, in my opinion, is the best-looking Toyota Corolla they have ever done. In the history of Toyota, they've really never done a good-looking Corolla, in my opinion. This one is the closest yet, and the reason why they're doing that is that they're feeling the heat. Ford is doing very, very well with their Focus and Fiesta, and Hyundai and Kia have some very good cars in that entry-level price category as well. The Hyundai Accent, for example, that's also doing extremely well, and these are much more stylish vehicles, and so I think Toyota was forced to place a lot more attention on styling, and this is something that we're seeing with the entire Toyota brands. Scion, certainly they've got their best-looking vehicle ever to date on the road right now, the FRX sports car, and Lexus, which is always the top of the list on quality and reliability, but they've lost some traction in recent years, so Lexus is putting a big push on styling and injecting or at least offering a sporty edition of each one of their vehicles, and that's something that we never saw from the Lexus brand before, but it's out there on the internet. You can check it out at some great sites such as MotorTrend.com, DetroitBureau.com. We'll talk to Paul Eisenstein in hour number two of the broadcast. about it, but it's a much more athletic-looking design for the Corolla. The wheels are pushed out to the corners of the car, and I'm still not a fan of the front, but the rear treatment is also very sporty, and I think Toyota's going to do quite well, and maybe...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. And we're going to hold off on that interview that I did at the Greenwich Concours with the gentleman from Chubb Insurance, because you guys on the other side of the radio come first. We've had a bunch of people call in on the trivia question. And the question is, once again, which car did James Bond first drive? In Goldfinger, which car brand, to be more specific, did James Bond first drive in Goldfinger? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer to that question, we're going to send you a prize. Actually, the Busted Knuckle Garage is going to send you a prize direct from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And just to give Warren Tracy a little bit of a plug here, you know, if you're thinking about Father's Day gift ideas, graduation gift ideas, Warren has got, in my opinion, the best automotive motorcycle gift products out there. I mean, from $10 to multiple hundreds of dollars, he's got some really cool stuff. BustedKnuckleGarage.com is his website. Okay, let's go to the caller line. Let's see if I can get this to work, Matt. Let's go first to Roger joining us in Oregon. Let's see if we can put number three on the air. Looks like it's being a little sticky here. So, Matt, let's punch up number three. Roger, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing? Roger, are you with us? Listening in Oregon? Going once. Roger, are you there? Going once, going twice, going three times. Let's move to Jim, listening on Newstalk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Hey there, Jim. Welcome in on line one. Let's see if I can punch Jim up. Looks like Matt's going to take care of that for me. And we'll get Jim on the air. Jim, can you hear me? How you doing? Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World.
I'm going to say Aston Martin.
Aston Martin is, in fact, correct. Congratulations. And certainly there have been a ton of movies where James Bond has driven Aston Martin. It's the car most associated with James Bond. But that was the first one. So you are a very astute gentleman, to say the least. Let me ask you my questions that I always tend to ask folks when I get the chance. And that's, number one, your dream new car and your dream classic car, if you could have either one or both, what would you choose?
My dream classic would be the original Mustang. I was born on the same day that it was introduced by Lee Iacocca.
Very good.
And then my current favorite would be, I would like to get the new line Porsche.
Very good. Yes. Which particular Porsche would you like?
Oh, I'd say anything black. I just like them.
Oh, they're beautiful vehicles. They're very jewel-like in the way that they're put together. Well, outstanding. Well, hang on the line, and not only are we going to get you the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, but we're also going to throw in some free samples of the Wash Drops product that you hear me blabbering about here on the broadcast. So we're going to need your name and address and your telephone number. So hold on for producer Matt, and he will get all that information from you. Thank you, Jim, and thanks to everybody listening out there right now on Newstalk 1540 KXEL. We so appreciate you and all of our other great affiliates around North America. Auto World is growing by leaps and bounds in recent times, and I'm very, very thankful, to say the least, for that, and I'm going to continue to push forward to get more people on board here, radio station-wise, and also want to remind you guys, I do have a free podcast, if you're into that kind of stuff, free podcast available in the iTunes Music Store under AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. It includes this show, and includes some other stuff that I do as well, so check that one out. Let's continue playing trivia, because I'm in that kind of mood here. Why don't we do that to kind of stir it up a little bit? All right, I remember this. I guess I'm a child of the 70s, child of the 70s and 80s, to say the least. But which car? Here's the question for you, Matt. Get ready. I think a lot of people are going to call in on this one. Which car did Ricardo Montalban promote for its rich Corinthian leather seats? Which car did Ricardo Montalban promote for its... I can't do him. He's rich Corinthian leather seats. He, of course, was in the show Fantasy Island with, what was the little guy that passed away there? Tattoo. The one that would do Da Plane, Da Plane. Yeah, that one I can't do too well either. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Which car did Ricardo Montalban promote for its rich Corinthian leather seats? Have you ever seen these rich Corinthian leather seats? I had a friend in high school that actually had one of these vehicles in used form, and it was made for a lot of years. I actually had an aunt that had one. My Aunt Jerry's husband, Vincent, they had one, a gold one. The rich Corinthian leather. Somebody's got to do it better than I am. Ricardo Montalban promoted this line of vehicles, this particular car from this particular brand because of these seats. So let's open up the phone line at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or you can email me, and I truly mean that. You can email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I love hearing from you guys. And if I can help you out, if you're in the market for a new or used car and want to bounce a choice off me, I would love to hear from you. So please give us a call or shoot me an email. 855-660-4261. And as predicted, the phone lines are going crazy here at Auto World. So why don't we go to the first caller that called in. And the first caller is in Wisconsin, and his name is Bill. Bill, welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us. Yep. Whereabouts are you hearing us in Wisconsin? Do you know what station you're listening to?
I do not. I do not. Okay. It's in Shell Lake.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we so appreciate you being on board with us.
Sure.
So what do you think here? Do you remember famous commercial with Ricardo Montalban promoting this particular
I'm
vehicle?
I'm not sure. I think it might be the Chrysler Cordoba.
Yes, it is the Chrysler Cordoba. You're 100% correct. And can you do Ricardo Montalban better than I?
I'm not even going to try that, no.
How about the other guy that I know has passed on, Tattoo? Can you give us a little Tattoo?
I'm not going to try that either.
You're a smart man, Bill. Hold on for Matt and give him their name, address, and phone number. We're going to send you a couple of prizes. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. On the ride, we roll down the window of his shiny new tag, and telling me then and there it was back. I said, you're on, buddy, mom, just run it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live here all across North America. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue to play trivia in this hour. We have a bunch of people on hold. Everybody stay right where you are. Joel, Mike, and Vangela, I believe, in Alabama. Please stay with us. The trivia question out there is when, this is brand new, when did cup holders first arrive in U.S. cars? What year did we first see cup holders arrive in U.S. cars? 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Joining us now live for a quick visit, because I know he's headed off to his next assignment, but he's been covering the Lake Auction down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is Bob Sellers, the general manager of Reliable Carriers, one of our fine sponsors and great supporters here of everything we do on Auto World. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, tell us a little bit about your first Oklahoma experience. I understand it was the first time visiting that neck of the woods down there.
That's correct. Yeah, the nice folks at Lake had asked us on a number of occasions to come see what their auctions were about. We have a schedule with over 50 events a year, so honestly, we scrutinize new opportunities pretty closely. But we kind of had a break in our schedule, and so we thought this is their flagship event. So we thought we'd come check it out and take a look. And actually, it's been a great weekend. The people have been very, very hospitable to us, and not only the auction folks, but the customers. We found out that a lot of our regular customers are here, and we've got the chance to meet some new people. So it's been a great weekend, and the weather's been wonderful. And so all in all, a great weekend. I'm just sitting at the airport getting ready to get on a plane and get back to Detroit. So
very cool. I was chatting with Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, who is down there covering it. And he was telling me, you know, not only there were a lot of cars, like 700 vehicles that went over the block, but also the fact that this event is held indoors makes it really quite unique.
Yeah, it is very unique. I think the number that they told us was 750 some cars, and everything's inside the building, which from a spectator standpoint is pretty nice. Although, again, if the weather had been a bit inclement, it would have been probably a nice retreat. But it's all nice and air conditioned, and it's pretty neat. They got all the cars inside, and they still had room for more. So. My guess is they could accommodate a few more cars and still keep everything inside.
Let's talk a little bit about the differences between reliable carriers and some of the other transportation companies out there. I mean, there are so many differences. I mean, just beginning with insurance, let's talk about insurance. Let's talk about the rigs themselves. You guys just have state-of-the-art rigs, and they're so cool, Bob.
We do. We spend a lot of, we invest a lot of money in equipment to make sure we get the job done right for the variety of cars that we're asked to transport. So we're constantly making improvements and constantly, if you want to call it, reinvesting in the business. I mean, we just had a chance to sit with our good friends at General Motors, one of our largest client. We're reviewing things, and it's not until you kind of sit down and look at things that even we surprise ourselves. Over the last 3 years, we spent $29 million on new equipment. So we continue to invest in new tractors, new trailers, but our trailers in particular are incredibly unique. I mean, by the time we're done with them, it's almost $200,000 worth of equipment sitting there with articulating decks and lift gates and all the things that we have in there, air ride suspension to make it as easy and as great for a car to travel across the country as we could possibly make it.
And one of the cool things, number one, you're covered with a rather large amount of insurance for just a regular load, and you are just a phone call away from being able to up that ante. And also the fact that you offer a variety of different transports. You have the enclosed transports and the open carriers and the low boys and the fifth wheels. But let's point out that insurance difference, because that makes it a huge
difference. I mean, yeah. we carry $5 million worth of cargo coverage on every trailer that we operate, and that's five times our nearest competitor. And
yeah.
to your point, you alluded to it earlier. I mean, with a phone call, in about 2 minutes, I can go to $10 million if I have to. So, you know, when you're hauling some of the collector cars and prototypes, some of the things that we're asked to transport and honored to do so, an important piece of that is obviously the expertise to know how to do it, but more importantly, the peace of mind that people derive by the fact that, you know, God forbid something should happen. I tell people all the time, I would love to tell you that we're perfect, but we're not. Every now and then there's an oops that happens, because the one thing that's involved in this whole thing is the human factor.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, that's another important piece of this thing, and the human factor for us is that, you know, we believe we've got the best drivers in the business. Again, that opportunity to review things with our friends at General Motors, the average age of our driver is 52 years old, and the average tenure with us is at 9 years. So we've got experienced guys that know what they're doing. And if they don't know about something, there's 300-plus guys out there that they could call somebody and say, you know, have you hauled a Duesenberg lately? And they can tell them exactly what to do. So it's a combination of, you know, the experience of our folks, the capacity of our fleet in terms of just the number of pieces of equipment we have, the variety of the equipment we have, backed up by the insurance that makes us really, I mean, head and shoulders above anybody else that would attempt to compete with us.
So true. And you not only, of course, haul vehicles to auctions and from auctions, but for lots of folks who are relocating, and this is not uncommon in today's world, lots of times people get transferred, and also for people who summer or winter in different areas of the country, you can provide those services. You provide those services as well, and the really cool thing for the consumer, they can actually track where their vehicle is along the way.
Correct. All of our every piece of equipment we have is tracked by a GPS satellite system, so we know where the truck and the cars are at any given moment. You alluded earlier to people relocating and or what we refer to in our business as snowbirds, people that winter in places that are a little bit more pleasant than perhaps Boston or Detroit or whatever in the wintertime. So, and that's a huge piece of our business. A lot of people go away for 3 or 4 months in the wintertime, and they prefer to have their own car. And in addition to that, with it being in an enclosed trailer, they can load those cars up with the personal items, clothing, and whatever. And that's not something you can do putting it on the auto train or putting it on an open carrier. You would never think of doing that. So, again, it offers a little bit different service, but an enhanced service for people that are looking to do those sort of things. I mean, kids going to college, again, you can load that car up with. And trust me, I've seen some of these cars, and there is everything in there, including the kitchen set. So
that's great, Bob. Before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out the proper web address as well as telephone number. And, of course, you guys are on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media sites as well. But what's the good old-fashioned phone number?
The best number to reach us is our main 800 number is 800-521-6393. And, of course, our website is pretty easy. It's reliablecarriers.com. So I'm pretty proud of our website. I think it's pretty informative. It's also very interactive. There's a lot of pictures on there about the vehicles and the events we do, a lot of things about our drivers, a lot of things about our charity. We do a lot of things for charity. Tom Abrams, who's the president of our company and owner, is a big believer in giving back to the communities that we get a chance to participate and be in. And I should take a second just to tell you that here in Tulsa this weekend, we discounted our rate by 10%, and the 10% of those proceeds of every car we transported was going to the American Red Cross here in Oklahoma to help some of the folks who were challenged by the weather that's rolled through here the last few weeks. And Tom has been gracious enough that in addition to that 10%, whatever that number ends up being, and we're still booking cars, he's going to match with 10% out of his own pocket. So we'll be
fantastic.
Donating that to the American Red Cross here in Oklahoma to help the folks that have been less fortunate based on the tornadoes and things that have come through here.
So fantastic. Great news, Bob. And I know you got to run and catch a plane, but we'll get you back with us real soon. Thank you so much, my friend.
Wonderful, Bob. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Same to you. He's Bob Sellers. ReliableCarriers.com is the website. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America on great radio stations around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com. Also, you can check out our podcast at GCNlive.com, and we also have another podcast, which includes Auto World, called AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com on the iTunes Music Store. We got a trivia question out there, and a bunch of people have been calling in because it's a rather unusual question, and we love playing trivia here on the show, and not only are we giving you the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, folks, but also we're giving you some free samples of wash drops, so you're going to win twice. Definitely pick up that telephone. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. The latest question I have out there is kind of a funny one because today we take it all for granted, but there was a time when cup holders didn't exist in U.S. cars. I mean, there were places to put drinks in cars, but they weren't official cup holders. But when did cup holders first arrive in U.S. cars? Let's go to Mike in Iowa, listening on KXEL. Mike, on line 4, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You asked that one after I dialed in, so I don't know that one.
I want to take a wild guess. What do you think?
I don't know, 1990.
1990. All right. Well, you're not that far off, to be honest with you. How about your favorite dream car, new as well as classic?
I have two that I own. One is my Dodge Dakota convertible.
Oh, yeah.
And my Honda Insight, which is okay when the batteries work.
Wow, so you were an Insight customer. What year is your Insight?
It's the 2000, first year.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, the batteries get weak and give you all kinds of headaches, and it doesn't have an alternator, so it's, it relates to that, too.
And it must be probably a pretty expensive endeavor to think about replacing that battery pack.
I haven't thought about it. They replaced it the first time, and I haven't done it since, so it's hard to know.
Yeah. Well, it's a cool-looking vehicle, very space-age looking, no question about it.
So my Dodge Dakota pickup is my baby. I've had it for years, and it's quite neat, very rare, and most people don't even know they exist.
Oh, absolutely. That is a rare piece. I would definitely suggest, Mike, that you hold on to that one and keep taking great care of it.
I've only had it 20 years.
Very good. Well, excellent. Well, hang on, and we're going to give you some of that wash drops that I mentioned. So Matt will get your name and address and telephone number for that, and we'll move on here to the great state of Alabama. And I think I got her on the air. Is it Evangela?
Yes.
Evangela. What a nice name, number one. Tell me a little bit about the origins of your name. Were you named after somebody, or where did your parents come up with that?
Auntie named me.
Oh, that's so nice. That's great.
I don't know what they got us on, but...
Oh, it sounds very pretty to me. So the question of the moment here is about cup holders, and the last gentleman there in Iowa said 1990, and I said he wasn't that far off. When did cup holders first arrive in U.S.? Do you use cup holders in your vehicle right now?
Yes.
Yeah, most people tend to use the cup holders. What year do you think they first came on the scene?
I would say 1987.
Oh, you're getting very close. Hang on, and we're going to send you the wash drops, but unfortunately that is not the correct answer as far as the cup holders. How about your favorite? What's your dream vehicle? If you could get a brand new vehicle, any kind, at any price, or a classic vehicle, what would you get?
A Honda.
A Honda, okay. Well, any particular type of Honda? Honda Accord. Very practical. Excellent. Well, we thank you so much. Hang on for Matt. We're going to send you out some of these wash drops, and you can check it out. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. When did cup holders first arrive in U.S. cars? We've had a couple of guesses here, 1990. No, 1987, no, but we're in the right decade. The 80s was the decade, so we've had a couple of somebody email me 1978. No, that's definitely not correct. Somebody emailed me 1973. No, they weren't even thinking about cup holders in 1973. So let's see if we can get a winner on this one, and then we'll continue to play trivia in this hour of the broadcast. And if you're going to be with us in hour number two, we've got Paul Eisenstein, one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He was going to be talking about some of the big stories of the past week, so can't wait to talk to Paul in hour number two. Let's go next to Missouri and go to our next caller, and let's go right now and say hello to whoever that might be. Is it Caleb? Is that correct? Caleb, thank you for dialing in, and turn down your radio for us, if you could, because you got to hear a little bit of delay or funkiness. So that's always a good thing to do if you call into any radio show. So how are things in Missouri today?
Pretty good, actually.
Excellent. So what do you think, Caleb? When did the cup holders first arrive in U.S. cars? I've given a couple of hints. It was in the decade of the 1980s. Any idea on the exact year that cup holders first came out? And ever since then, we've seen an explosion of cup holders. There are some new vehicles, some minivans, some SUVs that have Oh my goodness! You know, 10 cup holders. It's kind of gone through. It's kind of gone to an insane level. But let's go back to the first year for cup holders. What year do you think it was?
1989.
Oh, 1989. Very good guess, but unfortunately, you two are just a little bit off the mark. What's your dream new car in your dream classic car?
Well, I don't know if I have a classic car dream, but I think if I had to get the car I want, it would be the newer Dodge Ram 3500 diesel, the coming turbo diesel.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of the Ram products, and, yeah, they're really, really good, and the guy that runs that side of the fence for the Chrysler brand, Fred Diaz, president of Ram, is one of the nicest guys out there, and they've done such a great job. And the Ram has won a lot of accolades. It won the North American Truck of the Year, and it won the Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2013. So you're an astute gentlemen, coming up with that choice. That's a very good choice, and that Cummins diesel has just a ridiculous amount of torque. I think it's like close to 800 pound-feet of torque. So if you're low, you know, if you're lugging things around, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, that's what I do. I pull big stalk cutters all the time. So.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, that would be a perfect one for you. Well, hang on the line, and Matt will get all your information. We'll send you out some of this Wash Drops. Wash Drops is a very innovative product that I first learned about a couple of years back at the Las Vegas convention known as SEMA, Specialty Equipment Market Association. And it allows you to wash your vehicle without having to rinse it off with a hose. Never heard of such a thing. So it's amazing. I've tested it out. Mark Evans, who you hear on the show here, was with me in Las Vegas when we first saw this product, and we were blown away with it. And we've become friends with the company folks. This Marie Lady has been on the show a number of times, and we've given an award as far as the green product, because it is the green product of the year for Auto World. Because here's a product that you only need 1 ounce of the liquid, and it costs about $16 for a bottle, so it's pennies to wash your car, like 50 cents, give or take, to wash your car, and you can't do that with most car wash products, pennies on the dollar. Use just one bucket of water, you do one section of your car at a time, and then you don't have to dry it off. You don't have to hose it off, rather. You do have to dry it off, and it's non-abrasive. And the good thing, environmentally, you can dump that bucket of water on a flower bed or a vegetable garden, and it doesn't do you any harm. And we're in an era that lots of communities have water restrictions, and so you don't have to use a whole lot of water. Or if you live in an apartment and you have to park on the street, or if you live in a condominium and you have to park in a garage, you can wash your car in all different kinds of weather, and you don't have the hose breaking, which happens in cold weather states if you try and wash your car when it's a little bit too cold. Well, looks like we do not have a winner here on cup holders, so I'm going to give it out. It was 1982. That's when cup holders first arrived in U.S. cars. So if you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, straight ahead, more of Auto World on the GCN and Automotive Radio Networks. I'm Bob Logg. Thank you so much for joining me for this hour.
It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.